Would you stop playing with that radio of yours? Talking to those silly people all over the place.
This is my happiness.
the mind killer.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to Saturday Night Sega. My name is Gavi and you are listening to Radio Sega. And this is Rez. Today's backing track is going to be Rez, because Rez Infinite is out! It's so exciting! It's also $24.99 on the PlayStation Store, which is something I'm kind of struggling to justify. right now, I don't think it will take me too long to justify it. But, you know, we... It's Rez! Rez is back! 15 years after it came away, it's back! And it's here to stay on a console which is amazing. Yeah, if you hadn't heard, Rez Infinite is a 1080p 60 frames per second version of Rez on PlayStation 4. And it's also compatible with PlayStation VR. Which is a thing. I've not got PlayStation VR because, you know, I don't want to remortgage my future house in order to be able to afford one. But, you know, I do have a PS4, so I can play Rez. And it's brand new Area, Area X. Now, I'd love to be able to say that we have the soundtrack for you to play, to play to you, but unfortunately, I do not. Because the game only came out yesterday, so, you know, it's no one has quite got the soundtrack up yet. It's a shame. I'm kind of hoping that, you know, soon, maybe for next week. Maybe next week. But at the same time, who knows? Someone's gonna rip the vinyl at some point, I'm sure. Anyway! Today's a pre-recorded show, so if you're actually like, "Hey Gavi, why aren't you in Discord right now?" That's because I'm not here. I actually recorded this yesterday. So, yeah, so we had Adam Freeland and Fear. And then before that, we had Collisions of Our Souls from Yakuza 5. I'm in the flat on my own. Mina's gone off with my sister to a baby shower. Hooray! Which means that I've got the flat all to myself. And you know what that means? That means we can play some absolutely bitchin' music. And I'm going to play you, because obviously there's not that many people talking, because I can't talk to you, because I am here and you are in the future. So that means that I get to play you some awesome music. And if I really want to, I can listen to it twice. Because I can listen to it while I'm doing the show, and then I can listen to it tomorrow or tonight while the show's on. Yeah? So, anyway, with that in mind, Twinny did put a request on Twitter. And I was going to start with that, but I've decided on something different. It is going to come in this block, though. But first, direct from the Saturday Night Sega intro tune. It's got some vocals. I'm sure you'll be able to sing along. I would, if I know them. Yeah, I was hoping I could lead in a bit better than that. Ah, dear. Never mind. Here we go. Hope you enjoy this beauty.
Because we are born to be wild. What? せ戦う奪い天と地理の跡を極める。
Sega, playing the best Sega music and remixes. Only on Radio Sega.
You know I'm y'all ready to fool, if y'all ready to win, if y'all ready to lose.
Let's go, y'all. Let's go, let's go, let's go, y'all.
Dude's back live to kill it with a squad, so the movement back, maybe the music back. And you got a courtside seat to get it straight from the source. Now, cool as that, so you can hate it, but the truth is that you fucking with the best, and we coming with the new shit, black cheers. I need to know how y'all feeling. I need to know if y'all willing to raise it up to the ceiling and get it going. We gotta get it up.
Let's go, y'all. Let's go, let's go, let's go, y'all.
Y'all ready to ride? Y'all ready to fly? Y'all ready to live, y'all ready to
come on.
Die.
Let's go, y'all. Let's go, let's go, let's go, y'all.
Y'all ready to move, if y'all ready to fool, if y'all ready to win, if y'all ready to lose.
Let's go, y'all. Let's go, let's go, let's go, y'all.
Yeah, the mission is to kill a man. For the love, respect, and the dividends. For the squad, the game, man, the major miss. For the solo art, and to get it in. And believe, I gotta get it in. That's why I'm out on the push with no limit, man. That's why I'm out on the move with no gimmick, man. That's why I'm down to stop, you can't quit it, man. I'm strung out on this shit, I can't kick it, man. I mean, for real, dog, I can't quit, man.
Let's go, y'all. Let's go, let's go, let's go, y'all.
Y'all ready to ride? Y'all ready to fly? Y'all ready to live? Y'all ready to come on? Yeah.
Let's go, y'all. Let's go, let's go, let's go, y'all.
If y'all ready to move, if y'all ready to fool, if y'all ready to win, if y'all ready to lose.
Let's go, y'all.
Can we just talk about, like, for a moment, how amazingly Crush on You from Cracking DJ and Getting Up from Mad World actually blended together in that previous mix? That was brilliant. Cracking DJ, Crush on You, the Takanobu Mitsuyoshi vocal version mix thing. I have no idea. Requested by Twinny. Then before that, Black Panther 2 and Born to be Wild. Yeah. We've got to get it up. That was requested by no one. Bad World, Get It Up. Requested by no one in particular. Yeah, so we've not got long of we've not got long to go on Saturday Night Sega, have we? In fact, only two more episodes after this one. Next week, the Request Roulette show, where we're doing it a week early so that we can have a celebration on the 29th of October. So that'll be nice. Obviously, I'd want to sort of just tell you that Saturday Night Sega as a weekly show is obviously ending, but the format will still be around, and if there happens to be like a Winterfest or another occasion where we can roll out the carpet and bring Saturday Night Sega out, you know, dust the mothballs off, then we will. I'm still going to be around. You know, I'm not walking away from Radio Sega or anything. I'll still be in the IRC to hassle you all. I might have to change my profile picture out of the Saturday Night Sega logo. I might change it to something else. Maybe the Radio Sega. In fact, I'm going to do it now. And by now, I mean yesterday. Oh, hang on. Where's the edit button? Ooh, maybe. Maybe we're not allowed. Ooh. I can't find the edit button. Maybe it's here. Nope, that's not it. Hey, there we go. Right, well, yeah, so there we are. It's changed. So, yeah, there's not really a lot that I can talk about this evening because, again, it doesn't really feel like Sega's been up to much. There is currently still a Humble Bundle up on humblebundle.com that you can buy if you're a fan of World War II strategy games, because you can get the Company of Heroes bundle for, well, depends on how much you want to pay for it, really. If you pay $10... you can get all the games and all the DLC and a digital art book and the Company of Heroes 2 soundtrack. If you spend another $20 on top of that, then you can get an exclusive t-shirt, which looks quite nice, but you know, at the end of the day, it's also a t-shirt, so you know, your mileage may vary on t-shirts. So, yeah. Did I?
Hmm.
No, I'm guessing not. I was going to say, did I win the Free Stuff Friday on Major Nelson's Twitter? Bearing in mind the fact that I don't have any notifications, I don't think I do. No, it doesn't look like it. That's saddening. I was kind of hoping... Well, it came with Mafia 3 and... Thing. WWE 2K17. No. Never mind. Right, well, let's play some music. This next track I'm about to play you is not a Sega track. However... It was a song that I wanted to play during the final show. I was going to use it as opening track, but then the more I think about it, it wouldn't really work as an opening track. So I'm going to play it to you now. So this next track is a dedication to everybody who has ever supported Saturday Night Sega. You know, from 2010 up until now and in the future, because whilst the show's ending, you know, obviously the podcast is still going to be available. We're not going to be disappearing from the internet forever. You can go and change, you know, you can go and download all of your favourites, relive your moments, you know, your favourite moments, relive your favourite episodes, your favourite tracks, over and over and over again, from now until infinity. So I'm going to find two other tracks to play as well. But in the meantime, this track is dedicated to everyone. As I say, I would do this in a fortnight, but it'd probably get a little bit more emotional then. So let's do it now while I'm in a flat on my own. And that way, if I do get emotional, no one sees it. Okay, I hope you enjoy it. Your normal Sega service will resume in about 5 minutes. To anybody who has ever given a shit about Saturday Night Sega over these past 6 years, that song was for you, as is this one. There's not that many words. I hope you enjoy it.
Here comes Supersonic. I feel like the Robotnik. Supersonic dance effect.
We'll be right back. めた一人の男が今日も行く真面目に遊ばぬ奴らには体で覚えさせるぞ背方三四郎背方三四郎背方三四郎ミスやからボケナンパにクラブボーカーにすることあるだろうが触れなきゃ遊べぬ奴らには心に問いかけるぞ背方三四郎背方三四郎背方三四郎
I know this is probably not the version of Sega Saturn Shiro you thought I'd ever play on Saturday Night Sega, but, you know, I wanted to play something from the Sega Rock album. So, he's laughing again. He's laughing! But don't worry, because I was going to leave it at just that. And I've decided that I can't. We can't just leave it at that. So here you go. Here's one more track for, well, apparently, oh, this is weird. This is weird. Yeah, I thought I had it in a different name, and I probably did at some point. And it's gone missing. So that's good. Nevertheless, here's one more track for you. I had it under a different name, but apparently now this is what it's called. Do enjoy some more Japanese vocal! And if you know the words, sing along. I'm sure some of you will. Especially if you can find a word that has only two letters in it. Because apparently, just saying two letters over and over and over and over again just pisses people off. So, who knew?
それゆけ、それゆけ、元気いっぱい歩く。それゆけ、それゆけ、ミラクルワールド、夢で作った。
Yeah, so I had that under its real name, and apparently now I've got it under Alex Kidd Theme with Vocal. Let's rename that. That was Sutakora Sasa. The Alex Kidd Theme, obviously, by Takanobu Mitsuyoshi. Takanobu Mitsuyoshi and Satu... I have no idea if I spelt it right, but that'll do. So, in the IRC, or in the IRC, tell a lie, in Discord right now, so that's yesterday, we were talking about pizzas, because PT Kickass is ordering pizza, and I mentioned Pizza Go-Go, a British pizza takeaway chain, and their ridiculously expensive pizza, and no one had heard of it. So, So basically, Pizza Go-Go have a pizza called the Gold Pizza, right? It costs £500. I'm not joking. £500 for a pizza which has got on it, right, white truffle oil, caviar, lobster, and fantail prawns, and the whole thing is dusted in 23 carat gold flakes. Right? Okay, so the crazy thing here is the pizza includes a pizza, obviously, red carpet delivery, and a butler service of the pizza at your location. And you can only order it via Pizza Go-Go's head office. £500. Oh, it's just... madness. Maddeningly expensive. So here's a question. If you want to answer it on Discord, send me a message at Gavi, or if you want to mention it, answer it on Twitter at Radio Sega. Would you pay, like, it doesn't matter, not necessarily Pizza Go-Go's Gold Pizza, because that's just an insane pizza, but would you actually pay £500 for a pizza? And if you would... if you would actually pay £500 for a pizza, what toppings would you put on it? Because, you know, this is the sort of crap that I want to know. Anyway, that was BT, the previous music break, the previous movie break was BT and These Silly Hits. And then, Supersonic Dance Attack. The Overdrive version, because of course that's the only version you want to play, because it's got Streets of Raging. And then we had the Sega Rock version of Sega Saturn Shiro. And then obviously Takanobu Mitsuyoshi, and I'm fairly sure I've spelled his name wrong, and Sutakora Sasa, and I'm fairly sure I've spelled that wrong as well. I think it's S-U-T, and I think I wrote S-A-T. Do you know, I really don't care. I'll figure it out later. It's not a problem. So, we've still got an hour to fill, and there's still yet one more request that we can play. Only the one. Because Twinny made two requests, and I've already played one of them. So, I guess that means you got a deal with more music for me. So, I'm going to play you a song from one of the greatest video games of all time. It's a game that... well, actually, it's Shenmue, which apparently I can't find because I can't spell. Hang on. Hey, I found it. It's alright. Let's not panic. We found it now. So this is a game that cost so much money to make, right? And I'm not bullshitting you on this, because this was in Retro Gamer a few... this is in the Sega Archives book, sorry. So, this is a game where Sega had said that if, hang on. Right, so Shenmue is a game... sorry, I was writing a Facebook comment, it was distracting. Shenmue was a game where Sega admitted... I will get this sentence out eventually. Sorry, I just had a yawn then. Bloody hell. Right, Sega was a game... Okay, I'm ready. Shenmue was a game where Sega admitted that if every single Dreamcast owner had bought a copy of the game at full price, they still wouldn't have made enough money back to break even on the development of the game. That's an insane amount. But, you know, I think a lot of the money went into providing this absolute gem of a track. Ladies and gentlemen, one of Sega's greatest hits, and if Sega ever brings out a greatest hits album from their entire, like, 60-year history almost, this song is definitely one that's going to be up there. I give you the only reason that you should be excited for Shenmue 3, the only reason why you should be excited for any potential remake of Shenmue and Shenmue 2, or you could have Shenmue 2, you know, the ultimate form of Mewtwo from Pokemon. This is one of Sega's greatest hits, and actually, before you think I'm going to play Mushroom Hill from SegaJamGame.com, I'm not. But what I am going to play you is this.
We'll be right back.
with Gavi, only on Radio Sega.
Fantastic. That was Phantasy Star Online 2 and the last engage of Falt's Arm. Prior to that, Club Paris from Metropolis Street Racer, which I was going to put on after Phantasy Star Online 2, but then decided it'd probably work the other way around. And it did. And then, before that, I was kind of taking the piss a little bit. Tomato Convenience Store is an absolutely amazing and wonderful music track, but yeah, no way is it one of Sega's greatest hits. I would laugh, though, if it ever did turn up on a Sega's Greatest Hits CD. So, I've just remembered, an hour and 5 minutes into this podcast, that I meant to have encoded it into MP3. So, I mean, obviously, if you're listening to this show, then it wasn't a problem because, you know, Casey was able to do it. In which case, cheers! Thank you so much! But yeah, I'm so sorry that I forgot because I don't do pre-recorded podcasts. It's kind of all a bit strange. I forgot. I've even got an MP3 encoder set up, and I don't know why it didn't occur to me. But like, play now. You know, start MP3 encoder now and give you an hour. But what's the point? What's really the point? It's gonna make no difference. Right. So in this next music break, I am gonna play something completely different. Yeah, we're going to play three music tracks from games that I don't think I've played music from in forever. If at all. Which actually means that I don't know how they'll turn out. Haven't got a clue. Let's see. What do we fancy? What do we fancy? Why am I yawning so much? I'll tell you what. There is a track that I know I haven't played. It's horrible. It's a horrible, horrible track. But you'll love it. Fair warning, because you know we like to do this whole fair warning sort of thing. If you don't like swearing, you should probably tune out when the music starts for about 2 minutes. So yeah, I don't know. It's a lovely track. It's brilliant in its hilarity, but it is also quite brutal. It's from a game that I actually managed to complete this past week. So hooray, Gavi managed to complete a video game. That game in particular is The Typing of the Dead Overkill, of which this is obviously, this track is obviously from the House of the Dead Overkill, because the two share soundtracks. And actually, the same day that I completed House of the Dead Overkill, like, literally, I then went straight onto Castle of Illusion and finished that as well. Hooray! Gavi finished video games. Castle of Illusion is quite lovely. The final boss is brutally hard. Considering the rest of the game is pretty much a piece of piss, then you get to, like, miserable, and she's like, nah! And I'm like, oh dear. You know, I'd kind of gone the entire game, like, only losing, like, 3 or 4 lives, and I think I lost a good 6 or 7 on that boss alone. But, you know, very good game. I'd recommend it, but you can't get it anywhere anymore. Apart from, I think, Android. Now, this is odd. You can still download it on on Google Play, and the reason for this is that Castle of Illusion is actually released via Disney. So whilst Sega made the game, Disney own the rights on Google Play. And I think only on Google Play. So you can still play it on an Android, but not on iOS, because Sega released it on iOS, whereas Disney handled it on Google. So that's the thing. So if you do still want to... The only place right now that you can play the remake of Castle of Illusion is on Android, on the Google Play Store. And if you don't want to pay for it, and you want to be dirty, dirty people, I actually think you can get it from Amazon Underground. I'm fairly sure you can, because I think that's how I got it on my phone. And then I very quickly deleted it, because I realised it really doesn't control that well on a mobile. I'm going to look that up, though, just to make sure that I wasn't lying. So whilst you're listening to this music that I'm about to play you, just bear that in mind, yeah? That I might not be telling the complete and utter truth here. But we'll find out. Anyway, here's some music for you. This next song, as I say, is about 2 minutes long. If you object to swearing in your songs, I would probably recommend that you tune out and just keep an eye on, well, the time, really, because as I say, 2 minutes, and then we'll be and then it will be gone, and you'll be fine, and then everything will be okay. If not, then you're in for something quite funny.
Daddy, can I be a mutant?
One day, son, but for now you're too young.
But, Daddy!
No means no, and stop sniveling, you little shit. By the way, I'm not your daddy.
Huh?
I just kind of fuck your mom. Talking of fucking people, I have a story for you. Sit back and listen, it's quite an amusing one. Well, I took myself to Bayou. I could not believe my eyes. The folks had been mutated, not quite dead, but not alive. Wasn't really looking for love, but they say that's when it strikes. She had that look of being dug up, but that's the type I like. Yeah, free world, man. One man's meat. Yada, yada, yada. Man, she was good. Well, she came towards me, said no words, just kind of snarling. As she tried to eat my brains out, I just had to kiss you, darling. Think I kind of rushed it, though, because as her lips had touched my mouth, her gums broke free from her face, thought it rude to spit them out. You know those travel programs that's on the television, where they eat all that weird shit? Yeah, she tasted like chicken. Didn't want to make a scene as her mouth was in mine, so I chewed around and swallowed it down, went in for a second time. Now I like to love the hard way, the rough and then the tumble, but she was something else, man. I was being strangled. Once again, misread the signs, thought go to second base. As her top came off, her tits went pop, got pus all in my face. Yeah, tasted like chicken. Chunky pussy chicken.
Do you know, when I saw Final Boss, I thought, yeah, this is going to be epic. And as suitably epic as this actually is, that totally wasn't what I was expecting. Binary Domain and the Curias Assault Robot, Curiase, I don't know how you pronounce it. Before that, we had Vanquish Normal Battle and House of the Dead Overkill, One Night in Bayou. If you did actually listen to that song and you kind of got kind of offended or disgusted, I would say I'm sorry. What I am going to say instead, though, is I did warn you. So, there's a button here that says CP. I have no idea what it means. I'm going to click it. Oh, I think it lets me loop. Let's find out. Oh. Oh, no, it just goes back to the... It's a capture point, isn't it? I see. Well, that wasn't quite what I was expecting. A little bit disappointed, to be honest. Well, we've still got another 40 minutes of show. We've still got one more request from Twinny to play. In fact, let's play that now, because if we don't, you know what's going to happen. You know I'm going to forget. And we can't forget, because it's just not on. Yeah, why not? I'm still going to try and stick with let's play music from games we don't tend to play music from. Because why not, right? That's the whole point of doing this. So I'm going to play... Yeah, that's cool. Okay, so we'll play Twinny's Request. Then we've got a couple of Mega Drive classics. So, there you go. Yeah. That's pretty much that. And then we will... Oh, pardon me. That will take us to about, what, halfway through? And then we've got half an hour. I'm fairly sure I can kill half an hour somewhere. Yeah. So, let's play some more music for you. And then what we can do after that is decide a little bit more about... Well, I might just sort of talk a little bit more about the Saturday Night Sega and its history and sort of what it means to me, really, because when you think about it, like, next week we're not going to get much of a chance to, because it's a request roulette, so obviously we're going to be focusing on the tracks that it throws up, and then the week after that, I kind of want to hear your thoughts and your memories and stuff, so I suppose now's as good a time as any for me to sort of really share and reflect on mine, I guess. So, well, yeah. So let's play some music, and we'll talk Saturday Night Sega. The Gate of Fate there from Golden Axe 3, the Mega Drive only sequel, or frequel, I suppose is the word for it nowadays, because, you know, we like making words up, and frequel is a good word. No idea why. Before that, Level 4 from Decap Attack, which sounded like it could have made a really good hard rock remix. Very, very good. Drumbeat and all sorts on there. And then before that, Takanobu Mitsuyoshi's version of Slingshot from Daytona USA 2, otherwise known as Battle on the Edge. Sega Mixer Drive right now is playing Oil Ocean Zone. Just so you know where we're at with this show. Like, Oil Ocean. Right, so Saturday Night Sega, we have currently been going for, well, a long time. I want to say 6 years, but it hasn't actually been 6 years continuous, but we'll go with six. In fact, actually, it's probably closer to 6.5. 6.5 years since Saturday Night Sega started, all the way back in March 2010. Since then, we've had 250-odd episodes, which is amazing, actually, because when I started doing Saturday Night Sega back in 2010, we didn't know if the show would have any legs. And I would be, to start off with, I was quite happy to get to 50. Then it was like, well, I'm quite happy to get to 100. And then it became 200. And, you know, were things a little bit different, it'd been nice to sort of carry on. It'd be nice to know that at some point we could probably get to 300, but, you know, obviously, bearing in mind that Saturday Night Sega isn't going to be a weekly show after October, you're asking me to do, like, 40 specials. So it's kind of unlikely, but wow, you know, trying to think about my thoughts on the show, it's kind of mad. It's been an eye opener. There's been good episodes. There's been stunningly bad episodes, like shockingly bad episodes. I can't remember any per se, but I'm fairly sure if you go on iTunes and look for them, I'm sure you'll find one. You'll also on iTunes find the Super Secret Alternative episode, where it's actually the only time in Saturday Night Sega history where I have done two episodes in the same week. Basically, I was moving house. I think this is when I was moving down to London, actually. No, it wasn't in London. It was when I was moving from my own house, when I was living on my own, to back to my parents. And it was basically, we didn't know whether or not I'd be able to do a show, like whether we'd have the computer all rigged and ready to go or anything. So, basically, I recorded an alternate episode on the off chance that I couldn't do a show, and then when it turns out that I could do a show, I decided to do the show live and upload the alternate as a completely different, what kind of show could this have been? So, if you actually look on iTunes, you will still see it there. It's the only, I say iTunes, I'm not actually sure it's on Radio Sega. Let me check. It's the only time we've done an alternate episode. Creation. As I say, for the life of me, I don't actually know if it is on Radio Sega, if it is exclusive to iTunes. Hang on, I'm looking. Resident SD's did a Saturday Night Sega, of course, episode 70 from back in the 13th of August 2010. He did that while I was away somewhere. I think that's while I was moving, because I wasn't on holiday in 2010. It was 2009 I was on holiday. I'm not sure what I was doing in 2010. Right, let's see where we're at. Where are we? Is, does it? Is the exclusive episode... Oh, yeah, no, hang on. Episode 28 from the 25th of September 2010. And there is an episode 28 alternate. Yeah, it's on Radio Sega as well. You can download it. So, you know, if you want to listen to something a little bit different. So, yeah. My favourite memories are probably... There's no specific episode that strikes me as being a memorable one. I mean, we all have our sort of individual moments that I think we all enjoyed for one reason or another. I think I'm just quite fond of the fact that I've been able to do this for so long. And this is why this time around, whilst I'm, you know, I'm saying that I'm retiring and all of this, it's as a full-time DJ, it's not as a DJ full stop. Because I actually think at this point it would be impossible for me to stop full time. I think there's always going to be something where I could just come back and do a show. And just, you know, entertain you guys and just entertain people. And I think what I enjoy about the fact is that I entertain people. There's no way of knowing how many people. I mean, I look at the... listener numbers every week, and just out of curiosity, and you know, it normally peaks at about 20 to 25, but that's still 20 to 25 more people than I would be entertaining on a Saturday night, like say 7 years ago, you know, where I was kind of just quite content to be with my own company. You know, obviously I forgot to loop the backing track, what a div. Never mind. So, you know, it's like I was quite content spending the day with Mina, and, you know, we'd have ourselves, you know, nice and fun, and then in the evenings I'd have a bite to eat, I'd probably sit with parents and, you know, watch TV and then go and play a video game or something and then go to bed. And that's all well and good, and, you know, that you can find that you enjoy that for a while, but then in time you actually start to find that no, you know, you need to do something else, you need to do something a little bit different, and this has been a little bit different. I mean, I am literally one of the worst people when it comes to maintaining conversation and actually being interesting, because I don't think I'm interesting at all, and yet here we are, 6.5 years after this show started, with an absolutely belter of a song, and it's kind of strange to think that I'm still here, I'm still talking to you guys. You know, you haven't bored of me, I haven't bored of you, and if it actually wasn't for the fact that I am now 4 weeks away from having a baby in my life, that I probably wouldn't be stopping. I'd probably carry on. I'd probably still be doing this, and I'd still be entertaining, and who knows, you know, maybe episode 300 would be somewhere on the horizon, but it is what it is. And yeah, so I suppose, in a sense, my overriding memory of Saturday Night Sega is one of absolute happiness that I've been able to do something that back in 2010 I was curious by. I was curious as to how a live show would work, and I remember being sent a copy of Sam Broadcaster and taking one look at it and went, oh my god, how am I going to get my head around all of these buttons, and what does this do and what does that do? And now I've got to the point where I can manage two decks quite happily. I've got an auxiliary deck which I use for talk beds, and I've got, you know, I can do this and that and all sorts of things, and it's really sort of become something that I enjoy doing. You know, I remember once mocking somebody because they were broadcasting a show to two people. And at the time I was like, well, if you're broadcasting to two people, then why are you bothering broadcasting at all? And now I'm sort of looking at it from the other side, it's like, I enjoy doing this. Right now I am recording a podcast and there's nobody listening. There's nobody in the flat listening. There's nobody, I am in a flat on my own, and I am recording a podcast that I have no idea how many people will listen to tomorrow. I have no idea how many people will download this podcast when it's put up on iTunes and Radio Sega. We literally have no way of logging those numbers, and as such, I have literally no way of finding out. And yet here I am, doing it anyway, because it's something that I enjoy, and off of the back of doing this, I have gone to do things that I never thought would be possible. I've DJ'd an anime convention twice. You know, they liked me doing it so much the first time that they invited me back for the second. You know, the first time I was invited as part of let's do a Sonic convention and you can DJ, and then the second time it was like, oh, we actually really enjoyed you doing it, can you do it again? You know, and that's crazy to know that this group of people whom I had never met before and I actually hardly have spoken to since wanted me not only to come out and DJ one of their anime conventions, but the fact that they liked it so much they asked me to come back and do it again. And it's just one of my overriding favourite memories was to get people dancing to a particular track, which I am going to play you next. It's brilliant. It was really, really funny to see people sort of just enjoying themselves. And I am going to find it. You have to bear with me a sec. I don't know where it is. Here we are. So, yeah, it's, you know, so I've done that. I DJ'd Summer of Sonic, four times now? I started in 2010, which was the year we got Crush 40 in. So 10, 11, 12, 13, oh, 5. Wow. Yeah, so I've been doing it since 2010. And then obviously this year, you know, naturally, if I'm going to take sort of doing DJing as a highlight, as a career, then a career highlight is definitely doing Club Sonic. Definitely. Like, without a shadow of a doubt. It was brilliant. Superb. One of the greatest moments of my life, sort of outside of what's happening in a month's time and, of course, you know, what happened a year ago. It's just, there were no words. The fact that when I came off stage, I was close to tears, and I was just so happy and so overjoyed, and I just could not have asked for more. It was just brilliant. You know, in a lifetime of memories, that is always going to rank up there as one of the highest. And it's all started, and it's all come about from doing this. From doing this little 2-hour show where we weren't even sure if it was going to be 2 hours. I did it as a bit of a joke, really. You know, it's like, oh, well, can Saturday Night Sega last for 2 hours? Well, who knows? You know, who actually knows? Who actually cares? You know, would people want to listen to a guy from the middle of England just drone on for 2 hours? You know, I don't plan my show. I don't keep up to date with Sega's news. All I know is I know what good music sounds like, and I can tell you about what the good music is. And for you guys, that was enough. And I can't thank you enough for that. You know, it's really meant a lot to me, and I really, really appreciate it. So, you know, we'll probably be treading this same sort of ground in 2 weeks' time, but for now, I just kind of just, you know, want to say on record, again, that I really, really appreciate the fact that you've allowed me to entertain you. And it's just brilliant. So, here is a music track that has always amused me, because when I first heard it, I loved it. I thought it was brilliant. And it's always going to be something that I remember, because when I played it during, I forget which one of the sets it is during one of the London anime and gaming conventions, so one of the two Summer Sonic gigs that I've done. I remember that it was the venue that it was being held at. A lot of the people there weren't anime or video game fans, so you know, they were just like hired by the hall to provide catering or whatever. And one of my favourite memories, and I kind of wish that I'd got a decent photo or that someone had filmed it or something so that I could always relive it, is I played this track, and when I turned, I was just sort of looking out over the crowd. Most people were just sort of sat talking amongst themselves, and that was fine. I didn't really mind that. That wasn't a problem in the slightest. But I remember looking out towards the student bar and seeing a group of three girls absolutely sort of laughing, having fun, and dancing along to this track. It's an absolute beauty. It's not Sega, but at this point, I don't really think anyone's going to care, because, like I said before, you guys have allowed me to entertain you. You've never kicked up a stink when I don't play a Sega track, and that's amazing. But just imagine, if you will, that for one night only, this track worked in a DJ set. throwback to March 2010. Every time I play this, I think a lot of people remember it. It's the very first track played on Saturday Night Sega, which of course it was going to be. It's one of my all-time favourite Sega tracks. I love it. Miller Ball Breakers from Jet Set Radio. We've got about time for one more track before we get to the end of the 2 hours. I would like to say thank you to everyone who tunes into this show. Really appreciate it. Glad you could take time out of your schedule to tune in. One final reminder that if next week you want to join into the request roulette, then you need to be here at Radio Sega to do it. We will give you the numbers that you can request from to be able to do that for you. Currently, if we were going to be doing it today, let's just find out where we would be at. So if the request roulette was going to take place today, I can't remember what the date is, 14th, there we go. So if we were going to do it today, then you've got a choice of number 2 down to number, wow, it's quite a long, 527. So, you know, plenty of choice for, well, lots. And there's actually quite an interesting number one track as well. Wonder if that's still there come end of October. So yeah, that's so request roulette is next week. So if you want to get in on your random requesting, or if you want to see Twinny say that he hates Get to the Top and then request Get to the Top again like he did last month, then you need to be tuned in to Saturday Night Sega next Saturday, 10 o'clock UK time, because that's what we're doing. And then the week after that, as I say, the final episode of Saturday Night Sega as a weekly show. It's going to be 2 hours of people reminiscing about their favourite Saturday Night Sega memories, favourite tracks. I might try and hunt down what we decided was Saturday Night Sega's best song ever back in 2013. In fact, actually, no, let's do that now. I'm fairly sure I could find that on Radio Sega if I do a search for it. I'm fairly sure in the past 3 years we haven't deleted the forums to that point. Where would we be? It's here. Right, okay, so we've got Glitch, yes. Fan Choice Song of the Year, no. What's this about? Lost Tracks. Okay, nope, that's fine, I've read that. Where are we? I'm fairly sure I did Best Song Ever. Where is Best Song Ever? Saturday Night Sega 100, your favourite moments. Radio Sega Song of 2011, Sega Fun. And then we're into 2011. Oh. I could have sworn I had done Saturday Night Sega's Best Song Ever. Maybe I didn't do it through. I don't know. Joe, this has got me really confused now, because I thought I had done it. Maybe I did it on the forums. The actual Saturday Night Sega thread. Who knows? Doi. Right. Where are we at? No, this isn't. I don't know. Nope, I can't find it. I thought we did Saturday Night Sega Best Song Ever. Maybe if I do a search, I can find it that way. End of an era. Oh, I did do a poll. Ah, I didn't do it on the website. There we go. Right. I bet I can't find it now. Yeah. So I did it through free online surveys, and then I took the edit out. Oh dear, that's no good. Well, yeah, I was kind of hoping I would find the result of that. Never mind. Well, suppose we could decide amongst ourselves what best song ever is at some point. In the meantime, I suppose I should probably stop talking and I should finish at some point. I am going to finish this week's show with... Do you know, we actually got through this entire show without a single Sonic track. I said that. Let me just check that I haven't played one. Well, apart from Supersonic Dance Attack. But that doesn't count, because that's a remix, and it's got Streets of Rage music in it. So let's actually play, for the first time ever, this evening, let's play a Sonic track, shall we? I'm going to play a song from... Well, let's play this one. This sounds good. This is a song that all of you can dedicate to me, I suppose. Right, my name has been Gavi. This has been Saturday Night Sega. I'll see you next week for the final request roulette and the penultimate episode of Saturday Night Sega. Ta-ta!